I'm Deborah J. M. Smith of InformingChristians.com. The following is an audio show of a BTR broadcast that I had on January 9th, 2009. It's actually the show that Blog Talk Radio, BTR, decided to kick myself off along with Jimmy Z and Matt Buff. Now, many people know that Matt Buff has gone back to BTR. And oh, there's some little stories going around about what actually happened in this audio. So I've taken the audio from the time that Matt Buff got on the phone call till the end of the conversation that the group of us had. It ends in a really cute way. And I thought, you know, just let's let people listen to what really happened on the show. And not only will you get to see what it is that Blog Talk Radio deemed so awful that they had to kick us all three off. Now, if you recall, in my article that I wrote about this, I was told by the second in charge that the reason we got kicked off was because Alan, the owner of Blog Talk Radio, he had told one of the women that worked for him to get rid of some people who were inundating him with emails. And when I told this woman that we hadn't been sending Alan any emails until after we got kicked off, that was when the emails started. I think, golly, months prior I had sent him an email about an employee of his, but as far as this group of emails that she was explaining that he was getting over a bunch of trouble that was happening on BTR, we weren't part of those emails. And so at that point, I could hear the woman on the phone kind of wrestling around and you know, with some things, and then she's like, she goes, oh, you were just copied on those emails, which really confused me because I never got any of those emails. The only thing I can think of is that they had my email address incorrect, but that's, you know, what she said. Oh, you were just copied on those emails. And I said, that's right. I said, I wasn't part of an emailing ring bothering Alan, the owner of the site. And at that point, she blamed Matt Buff, saying that Matt Buff had threatened someone's life. So what I have had up on the internet is this little segment of this show that she was referring to but was wrong. He wasn't threatening anybody's life. He was talking about defending his family against people who had threatened their lives. So I had put that up online to show that he didn't threaten anybody's life. But that's been the only part that I've had up in, well, it's been over a year now. And like I said, since then, Matt Buff has gone back. And he has his old radio show out, which is very interesting because you're going to hear in this something that's talked about the troop show. And that's one of the shows that's out, is one of the troop shows, which really surprises me that he'd have this show out knowing what he had said on this show of mine about the troop names. But anyway, he also has his new radio show over there now. Again, I'm just like, you know, whatever. I updated my article just to let it be known so that if people saw him over there, they wouldn't think, well, why did Deborah Jan Smith say that he got kicked off and he's there? Well, he did get kicked off, but he got back on. And whereas Jimmy Z and I, we've moved on. We moved on quite happily and all glory to God quite successfully. So it's like everybody's kind of got what they wanted. Matt wanted to be back on. Jimmy Z and I wanted to move on. Cool, right? Well, unfortunately, there's some stories being told about what actually happened that night on my show. Get your popcorn out and your pop, put your feet up, and listen for yourself. Here we go.
Well, is it working? Yeah. Who do I have here?
Deborah, it's Ethan. Hey, what's up?
Ethan, hi.
Yeah. No. The whole thing, I'm going to clear up some things. The chat room thing was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. All I was saying, I wanted to address something. I had something I wanted to talk to you about. And I was just saying, you know, I mean, with all the texts that are going up, I repeated messages of like, unmute me, let me talk. And he was like, calm down, buddy. And I was like, hey, calm down. And he's just getting like super mad. And his name was Buffman. Buffman,
I'm trying to get the others on with us too for some reason. I've got 469 on. That's Angie.
Buffman just sounds ridiculous. It's a ridiculous
Who's
name.
Breathing?
And then he was trying to tell me to calm
down.
Am I
on?
And I was like, I am calm. Okay.
Are you 111, Buffman? Is that you?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Let me talk to this guy. I'm here.
Okay,
I mean,
Matt, you're
a 111 number, right?
I'm not about fighting. I want to talk
to me.
Deborah.
I'm trying to get your mic. For some reason, your mic is not showing that you're on, but you're on.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
I just
want to
talk to Deborah.
I'll say something. As soon as that guy quits whining, I'll say something.
Okay.
look, it's not a fight radio.
Let me introduce you to
Deborah's radio station.
Ethan?
Yeah, introduce me to this wacko liberal here. Introduce me to him.
Okay,
that'll be good.
Let me introduce you too, okay? Because you're both very nice people, okay? Ethan is new to BTR. He's 19 years old.
Apparently,
he's really against the One World Order. He comes at the situation a little differently than we do. However, I mean, you know, he's got some different opinions and views and beliefs than we have.
Debbie, can you hear me?
Oh, Angie, I got you too. There we go.
If this is the NWO guy, he's been trying to address you in the room since you started, asking why you got someone kicked off the air. So he's been kind of hostile in the room. I think that's what Matt is going to address here.
Okay,
not
somebody
hostile.
Got kicked off.
But I'm patient. It's
okay,
cool.
Okay, well now, so I'm totally lost, Matt.
I'll catch you up, Deborah. I'll catch you up.
Go ahead, Matt.
First of all, about the liberal thing with this kid, he'll grow out of that. It's cool. Once he grows up, it'll be cool. Once he's all grown up, he'll have the values. But as far as the chat room, I told him to calm down. Deborah will get to you. And he threw a little temper tantrum, so I was wondering if he's really 19, maybe he's more like 14. I'm not sure. But I didn't want to hurt his feelings, or I didn't want his dad to give me a call. So I just thought I'd call in and tell you that.
Okay.
That's all that was
brutal.
The chat room was about. That's it.
You know, I could seriously care less about the chat room. I could care less about all that. It's not the point. That's not the point. I called in. I wanted to talk to Deborah. I wanted to address something. I was doing a show today. Reza called in, and he was talking about Zeitgeist. He put up a Zeitgeist. He was talking about something about somehow you had got it kicked off. I wasn't sure if it was you or not. I wanted to clarify and see what the whole thing was about the Zeitgeist Part 1 being put up and put on the air. And that's all I wanted to address.
Is he saying that person's show got kicked off?
Yeah. You remember Reza. We talked
Reza,
to him last night
Reza.
When we were talking about issues. No.
You have no power to kick people
here.
Off of Blog Talk. As any other show host, nobody has any power to kick somebody off the network. Only Blog Talk can do that.
It wasn't
That's
a kick
right.
off the network, Matt. Let's calm down. Your words back in your face there. But look, I want you guys to know, I mean, I agree with you on abortion. I mean, I agree with these points. You know, that's why I was listening for so long. But, I mean, look, I'm not a liberal. I don't know where you get that, putting stuff in on me anyways. Look, that's not the point. I just wanted to address that and see what was up with that. He was talking about you got the individual show taken down. The individual show was taken down. I don't know if it was by you or if you wrote to Blog Talk or whatever, but that's all
well,
I wanted to know.
Let me just ask you to make sure we're talking about the man with the heavy accent that we were on the phone with early morning on your show.
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't understand that, no, I don't even know who it was. What that whole issue was about was I met Reza on another show, and I thought he was a fellow Christian, and we talked on the phone, and we were going to, just like so many other shows over here, like Matt, who's on the phone with us, he's a Christian, Jimmy Z, he's a Christian, and what we do is we promote each other's shows. We'll say, oh, you want, like Bob, you know, he'll tell what his show is going to be on Saturday. So we kind of promote each other's shows. But then I found out that Reza.
Show. I remember that.
Well, let me finish. Let me finish, please.
Okay.
Then I found out that Reza had on one of his shows the occult. He had on something with a zodiac sign and spiritualism. So all I did was just let him know in a message that I could not promote his show, because his show, even though he calls himself a Christian, he is involved in things that are of the occult. And I just very politely let him know that I wouldn't be able to promote his show on my show. And then the first time we talked since then was early morning on your show today. And, I mean, we did fine. I mean, I'm not going to be rude to the man or anything just because I can't promote his show. And then I did find out that he doesn't believe that Jesus is God, because he started telling me. Remember that part on your show? He goes, oh, and I just want to let you know that, you know, you said Jesus is God. And then, you know, and then he let it be known that he doesn't believe it.
Exactly.
So
we
what you've got here, you've also got a little bit of a language barrier.
Surprised you could understand any of that.
So, apparently, no, Angie's like, how can you understand
it? I can't understand anything that he says. But
it comes with being a half-breed. I'm a half Okie and half New York, and so I tend to understand accents for some reason. But so what? Basically, Ethan, what you have here is apparently, from what you're saying, the show that he had streaming through his show, the one about the spiritualism and all that, apparently got kicked off BTR, from what I'm understanding you're saying, and he's thinking that I got the show kicked off. Absolutely no, I could never get someone's show kicked off, just like Matt said. But also, I don't even know what the name of that show was. I heard it playing over his show. So if he's thinking that I got a show kicked off the air, absolutely not, I didn't.
Hey, Deborah, all you really need to say here is if he is gone, I'm glad. Screw him.
Well, I
no,
guess.
He didn't get kicked off. That wasn't the thing.
Who cares if he got kicked off? What are you? Are you in a special relationship with this guy? Who gives a crap? Who gives a crap if that guy kicked? Who cares? Is this like a close personal? Do you guys caress each other when you hug? I mean, who cares?
Come on, man.
I think somebody's feelings. You know, we're a little bit hurt earlier in our conversation. I want to let you know I'm a friendly guy. You know, I'm open-minded.
Is it Ethan? Is that your name? N-W-O? Is that your name? I'm sorry?
Yeah,
Ethan,
yeah,
is that your name? Okay. Hi, I'm Jim and Peters in the chat room. I think the problem here is that you came off pretty hostile in chat room, kind of accusing Deborah. Every sentence you put in was like, you got so-and-so kicked off. You got who? Why did you get so-and-so kicked off? Right. I realize, but I think that's where you're getting the hostile from, is I think you were either your attention getter got some attention, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one who knows him a little bit, because I was on his show this morning, and I'm the only one who knows he's actually a nice young man. So I think that what happened is, and I've had this myself, is that sometimes when you're typing in the room, your typed words can come across more harsh than if your voice was being heard.
Well, hey, let's not get some mixed up things. I mean, hey, when somebody gets me in a chat room and it gets me in a wrong way, I mean, I fight back. I mean, I'm a product of
this generation.
Well,
that's what I saw. I saw you fighting back, and that's why I addressed you in the chat room, because I did see you saying, well, I mean, or fighting. I shouldn't say fighting back, because I don't really know who started. Okay, but what I'm saying is that I saw you saying something in the room that let me know that you were fighting, but I didn't at that point, you know, that's when I realized something was going on. I didn't know how it got started. So it just sounds to me like it was just a big misunderstanding. Because,
exactly. Because
here's the thing, Matt and Jimmy Z, and of course Angie, I've known for years.
Come on, Ethan, stay on and debate me. Come on.
But here's the thing.
Anything to debate. We agree on abortion. We're talking about abortion. I have nothing to. I mean, if you ever want to come into my show and say, hey, we'll talk then.
What is your stance, Ethan, on abortion?
I think it was just a giant misunderstanding, because the bottom line is that everybody in my chat room, everybody on the phone here too, are all nice people. So I hope that we can just start fresh, and that everybody will give each other a second chance, because I know. Because I like everybody on this call and not in my room. I just know that it was a misunderstanding.
I think he's a cute little kid. I thought he'd want to debate politics or something. That's all.
He actually agrees with us on a lot of issues. He just has some things that he disagrees.
Like what things?
Right now, I'm laughing. I'm not in an angry state of mind at all. You know, I mean, I'm giggling.
Good. I like when people giggle on the phone. That's cute.
I want to get back to the show.
Yeah.
How about the abortion issue? Because it seems like we all agree that abortion is wrong.
Yes.
We all
of course it's wrong. It's not even a question.
There's something we all agree with. And now something else I was talking about earlier was what's happening in California, that the homosexual movement is trying to harass people who voted for Proposition 8. How do you guys have any thoughts on that?
I do. Go ahead, Ethan. Where do you stand on gay marriage?
What do I stand on gay marriage? You know, it's a weird subject. You know, I was strictly against it. Now I'm not sure exactly where I stand on it. You know, it's such a touchy issue. I'm not saying I have a lot of friends, but I do have some acquaintances that are homosexual. It's just, they're just people I know of. You know, not really necessarily my friends. So I don't know. It's a weird subject. Let me ask you this.
Let's say civil unions are something where you can legally join together with somebody and you can get the same benefits at work. You can buy a house together and run the credit together. You can have everything that a married couple has, only they call it a civil union. Why don't they accept that? Why do they want to go after marriage? Is it because it's a strictly Christian value?
I think it's just like you give a child, say you break a child's toy, and then you say, well, I'll give you a new toy. I think it's the same thing as like, no, I wanted that toy that's broken. You know what I mean? I mean, it's the same thing.
It's not the same thing at all, really.
You know what I mean?
It's not the same thing at all, really.
I think that they want to, I believe they want to destroy the true institution of marriage, and because they can't have it, no matter what. Even if our entire government approves homosexual, quote, marriage, they never really will have it. And I think that's what they're out for, is to make it where our true marriages are null and void. Because they want to make a mockery of it.
That's right. Ethan, let me ask you this. Do you think murder is a sin?
Absolutely.
Do you think lying is a sin?
It's a slippery slope, you know, because as far as sins and stuff, I mean, I'm not.
It's clear. I mean, if in the Bible where it says that these things are a sin, It's not a slippery slope to you. So if you do believe in what the Bible and Christianity has to offer, then it's not a slippery slope. But if you don't believe what the Bible has to say, then of course you think everything, you're going to pick and choose what you think is bad. That's what happens. When you don't stand for something, you pick and choose what is bad. So.
That's the thing. I mean, I don't. I'm not a Christian. I just believe in a creator. That's where we do.
But we're hoping, and I'm going to be praying, because Ethan's mom is a born again believer, so I'm hoping that he will turn his life over to Christ, and then it's Christ that cleans up a person and brings a person around to see things the right way. He really wants to try and fight this one world order. And yet he also has the chance to go to college. And I was telling him that, you know, I hope that he gives his life over to Christ before he goes to college and then does go to college and fights the one world order from a biblical, you know, he's actually a very intelligent young man. I heard that this morning on his show. And you know, it's a case of turning his life over to Christ. And then it's amazing. You know, there's so much you can do, and I'm sure that your mom is probably hoping you do too. Am I right, Ethan?
It's weird. It's definitely weird.
It's a slippery slope.
No, it's not a slippery slope. Don't put words in my mouth. We were a really close family, and over the years we've become distant, both physically and just as a whole. I'd say so.
Which happens, which can happen, but I mean, I just.
Hey, Ethan, that's. Ethan, that's very cool you're going to college. What school are you going to?
Well, he's thinking about it. He's thinking about
well,
it.
Well, no, I am going to college.
Are you
going to
do
go
it?
To,
oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
I go to school in Santa Cruz, California.
Oh, you are going now?
Yeah, well, I mean, I
Because I thought this morning that you
I
were at, that you were wondering, should you go to college or should you directly fight this one world order?
It was more of a go back. It was more of a what I should put my focus on.
Okay. I hope you do both. But I don't suggest doing anything without Jesus, because the colleges are very, very worldly, very worldly. I'm going to be having Bob's minister's daughter on to talk about it, and hopefully my Rebecca will be on too, about just how worldly, especially state colleges are. We pulled Becky out of a state college; she went 1 year. And
when you say worldly, you mean liberal, right?
Exactly. Exactly. They push. I mean, let me put this: one of her teachers, one of her professors, was a history professor, admitted to being a communist, and they even had a Muslim woman in to talk on a whole class of Islam. And Becky didn't go to that class, and they were going to dock her credit. And then after some intervention from mom here, the professor doesn't see the light, you know, and he said on second thought, you know, it just, they're very, very liberal. They, one of the things they had the students do before the school even started that year, and, you know, where they have them all come in and supposedly, you know, like get used to the school a little bit, they had them take a questionnaire. And they were asking them how they felt about homosexual marriage, abortion, all these topics that had nothing to do with going to a state college. And she was told that it should be given another test in 3 years. They would want to see if any of their views had changed. So basically this is a state's college way of finding out if they could indoctrinate you and get you to see their views on all these liberal things. I was livid when I found out about it. I was so livid. So that's what you got to be careful, Ethan, honestly. don't take your time about turning your life over to Jesus, because you need Jesus. You need him. It's like living your life without your heart. You're going to always be, you know, you've got a brain in your head. I could tell just by listening to you on your show this morning. And if you want to be all you can be, you need the one who can give you all you need to be that. So I hope you do. I hope you do, because I can tell you're not over the line. You know what I'm saying? You're not over there. You're not over on the left. You're not.
Yeah.
I saw that. I heard that, I should say.
Hey, Deborah.
I think.
Huh?
320. Deborah, I have 324,216 troops here that completely agree with what you just said.
Oh, I've got 4,563 and a half. Okay.
Hey, did Deb have their show thrown off Blog Talk Radio, too?
Now, for those who don't know it...
yeah, let's get into this. This is funny.
For those who don't know it, Matt and another gentleman run the Buffin and Wrench show, and they would do troop shows. They had done two troop shows along with Jimmy Z and Anute One. Sunlit Night was part of it, and some other people had been part of it on a new one. And there were these troop names that would claim to be over, one in Iraq, one in Afghanistan, and they would claim to basically have a computer somewhere in a room, and that, you know, in would come more troops and more troops, and then they'd type into the room during these two annual troop shows. They would type into the room, oh, there's 200 troops now, there's 233, there's 400, you know, and then, you know, they'd get up and up and up, and everybody would be so excited. I mean, they had
would be busting a nut. It was just out of control, and it was just a guy with a username.
Turned out the man was lying.
Didn't he even say that there was some deaths and stuff during some shows and whatnot?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, pray for this guy that just died, and it was horrible. It was the worst thing you can do. Oh, Deborah, you got to bring on Z. He's on the phone.
I got him. Here he is.
That's a disgrace.
Turn your effing radio down, Z.
Hey, oh, sorry. Yeah, I was working on the volume thing right then. I didn't know I was going to get
that FN means freaking.
You picked me up right away. And I'm
freaking,
glad you
turn your freaking volume down. Sorry,
there
Deborah.
There we go. Just want to make note to that. Matt is so careful that he doesn't even want to say freaking on my show. Go ahead.
I'm very nice and considerate like that.
That's how careful he is.
I want to say here publicly, and if you don't mind, Deborah, you'll get a lot of archive listens because I would like to link your show tonight from the archives onto my show notes blog because this is really important, and I have written an email giving a very concise story to the guest on my show today, the Teen Conservative. It turned out today that after my program aired on Blog Talk Radio interviewing this brilliant young man, Teen Conservative, and I don't use the word brilliant often, he really is a very smart kid, and he has to have great parents because they have raised an impressive young man. But he got an email. He got a message from Maryland Conservative, who sent him a 9-minute rant speaking out against myself and my former partner, Sunlit Knight, who's retired from Blog Talk Radio and blogging. And in the course of this rant, it's an audio rant on YouTube, and he accuses Sunlit Knight and I of all kinds of things all over again and perpetuates the infighting that has been going on for way too long. So if you don't mind, I'd like to take 5 minutes and read what I wrote here to the Teen Conservative because it gives a very clear outline of everything that happened here. Do you want to hear it?
I think it's really great that we have some really – there's some other teens on BTR too.
Yes.
That are very, I mean, they're really knowledgeable, too, and so mature. They put some of the adult shows to shame.
Absolutely they do, and I find it very upsetting that there are people, and Deborah, you know this as well as anyone, there are people who have gathered together in a clique, and they are more than willing to work behind the scenes to impugn the character and impugn the dignity of other Blog Talk Radio shows hosts that they have decided they don't like.
Well, on that note, many names, though, because we don't want
No reason to name them. Matt, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, Deborah, on that note, they want to do clicks, we got to click, too. And if you're on our side, which is the Jimmy Z Show, the Deborah J. Smith Show, ROR Club Save, and everybody who's on our side.
Buffman and
Wrench. And if you're against it.
The week we have a dog catch and Buffman and Wrench.
That's right. If you're against it, make fun of you so much that you will, your feelings will be hurt. It's going to be ugly. It is ugly. So just get ready for that. We're going to make fun of you because you want to play your little post things here and hide behind a name here. We will completely make fun of you. It'll be great.
Well, I would love to hear what you have to say, Jimmy Z, and I know that you won't have any names and stuff mentioned, but I think it's important that people do.
And I also don't want to do to them what we don't like done to us. We have to be careful about that, too.
But
totally understand.
We're
going to
do something different. We're just going to make fun of them. That's all.
But am I understanding correctly, Jimmy Z, that they contacted your guest today?
That's correct. They contacted my guest and sent him a link.
And they're teenagers at that.
Pardon me?
And they're teenagers that they contacted on top of everything else.
Yeah, they contacted this 18-year-old young man who is, the fact is, again, I respect Deborah's wish not to name anybody, and I agree with that. But this person did this specifically not to inform anyone, but to cause somebody who was a guest on my show to question my character and question my honesty, and that is just not going to happen. I've already contacted Blog Talk Radio directly,
and told them that if these people are going to act like this and Blog Talk Radio doesn't want to respond in a measured manner behind the scenes and just get people to act like adults, if they want to have this battle out in the open, I'm ready.
Wow.
Jimmy Z, you know, another good thing is did you say that you had written something up on this? I don't know if you can post that in the chat room, too, the link to that, and maybe also give it to us over the air, the link to where you have
I haven't made it public yet, and I'm actually thinking now that because of my promise to Blog Talk Radio to wait and see what how they want to handle this, that I probably shouldn't read this. This is just an email to Team Conservative. But I will sum it up this way, and Matt Buff can back me up on this, and in fact, a Team Conservative may contact you, Matt, to confirm the story that I've told him. But it all comes down to two handles, Afghan_troops and Iraq_troops. Those handles were fake. We proved it. Matt and Sunlit found articles on the internet that said that the military had been blocking for some time any website that was high bandwidth and streaming in nature because the troops don't have that much ability to stream. Troops are limited to the amount of time they can be on the internet, and many times troops complain they don't have enough time to read all the email they get. Further, we went to Move America Forward, which is Melanie Morgan's organization. We went to Eagles Up, which is another troop support organization here in the States. And both of those organizations confirmed that the troops do not have time to sit in front of laptops in groups of 300 and 400 or 1,500 and 3,000, which were the latest numbers that those idiots came up with, and sit around for 2 and 4 and 6 hours bouncing from show to show during the morning hours in Iraq or Afghanistan because they have work to do. And we got a woman from Eagles Up who came onto our show and specifically said that it was ludicrous and it was preposterous that anyone would ever say that because the troops do not have time to do that. Once we did that, within probably 24 hours, both of those handles, Iraq troops and Afghan troops, both of them disappeared from the servers at Blog Talk Radio. And ever since, I told Sunlit Knight that night, I said, we just threw a rock at the hornet's nest, and you better be ready because these people are going to go berserk. And they have gone berserk. They upset Sunlit Knight quite a bit. He's a little more prone to emotional outbursts, and I'm sorry that they pushed him so far, but they can't push me into acting like an imbecile. I'm going to stand up to these attacks. They were constant all last weekend. People were Twittering and posting stuff on their blogs, all kinds of lies, but not one of them has admitted that the troops' handles are gone. They are all acting as if they never existed. Matt Buff and I will stand here until the end of time and testify to the existence of those two handles, pretending. This is somebody in the United States pretending to be troops in Afghanistan and troops in Iraq, and how dare they talk about us as if we were not supporting the troops when it was them who created troops' handles and perpetuated a fraud in the name of heroes fighting overseas. I can't tell you how angry I am about it. I don't think about it all that much, because if I really think about what these people have done and then turn around and try to impugn my character, they can absolutely and positively go to hell.
And Deborah, well, on that note, at the very day we expose them as frauds, all the handles and everything disappeared. They completely are not even anywhere on Blog Talk. They are completely gone. And, you know, Z, I know you get upset about it, but it is just funny because we've taken a situation that people tried to dupe us, and we exposed them, completely disappeared. And I just think that is just a riot, man.
And you know,
anybody wants to do that, we will find you out. We're much smarter than you. That's it.
We, We are the only ones, and it was the three of us, and Sunlit Knight has since left, but the two of us, Matt and Sunlit, were the only ones who had the nerve and the stones to admit, hey, we were duped as well. But none of the rest of these people have stood up and said, you know what, we got had as well. So it makes me think they were in on it and that they're serving themselves by acting as if they had 2,000 troops over there listening to their incessant now 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, troop shows ad nauseum, and they're just self-serving. They tried to steal the concept, and that's another long story I won't get into now. And I really went on a rant here, but I want to appreciate you, Deborah, for letting me have my say.
Oh, no.
Deborah, speak on this.
I'd let Deborah speak here, after all, it's
her show. I'm sorry, but Deborah, I definitely want to get your opinion on this, because I remember talking to you while this was going on, and you were very conflicted about this, and then I want to give you props, because when you found out the truth, you went with the truth 100% right away, and I definitely want to give you props for that. You did a great job, Deborah.
Absolutely.
Well, Deborah spent a lot of time being thrown to the wolves herself. Everyone tried saying how she's a fake and she's a phony and she's nothing but a sick person with a lot of mental issues. And if you look at that, they didn't get anything done to her.
Bob. And Bob has.
They sent emails. Remember, Deborah? They sent emails saying that you didn't support the war and this and that. They were trying to discredit you too. It was amazing.
Yes.
Well, they tried doing it to me all the time, and I kept throwing it right back at them.
That's one thing I was going to say is that when Bob started coming to my show, right away the people started contacting him, just like what Jimmy said they did to his guest. They contacted Bob. This is Wacko Bob from the Wacko Weekly, by the way, that's on with me here, and they contacted him and told him not to have anything to do with me.
See, that's just totally wrong. There's people on Blog Talk Radio that I disagree with and I don't think that much of. I have never once told anybody, hey, you know what, you ought not go to their show, they're crazy. That's just
asked me to not have Deborah a part of our troop show. I mean, I just couldn't believe it.
One of those people were. So, and really, when you look at that, stop throwing around your hate. You know, this is being done for good, and Deborah has a good heart, whether you like her or not. You know,
she
doesn't question her heart.
Well, I think it was really embarrassing. I think what they did was embarrassing. I think that they, what a disgrace for all the men and women that, you know, are over there. You guys, and Deborah included, I know, did a lot of advertisement for the troop shows, a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of, you know, reminding people, contacting to be featured and things like that. The guests that you got on the show that were thinking they were talking to.
They had Victoria Jackson. Mm-hmm. And they had the gal who had sang for the president. I'm having a brain lapse here. Jimmy, what was the gal's name? Katie Benko, who sang for the president. I mean, you know, they had her on too. I mean, these famous people thought they were singing to and talking to the troops. I mean, this is humiliating. I'm going to say this. I'm just going to say it right here. If I was Blog Talk Radio, if I was the people who ran Blog Talk Radio, I would have removed whoever it was that lied, who faked being the troops on those two usernames, they would not be on BTR. I'd have their IP addresses, and they'd be banned from this site if I was them, because do they realize how bad that makes Blog Talk Radio look? I mean, Blog Talk Radio featured these shows, okay, which they should have if they were, you know, if these people were telling the truth, okay.
That's right.
A show that should have been featured. But the bottom line is it did not only hurt the people who did the shows, like you gentlemen, it also hurt Blog Talk. It now it looks like, gee, somebody, how do we know any of these famous people are really, how do we really know? Somebody could be calling up and just sounds like them. I mean, you know, it makes the site itself look shabby. And I mean, I'd have removed those people. I'd have did their IP addresses, and I'd have said, don't you ever come back here again. They're the ones.
Well, they're gone now, Deborah. They're gone now. They were gone the day after.
Yep.
The day after that, it was on the American Truth Warriors show, they were exposed, and they were gone the next day.
Aren't they back on other names? Because I actually had one person on another name that I believe is one of those people, actually try invite me to be their friend. Well, I don't participate in the friends thing anyway, but I mean, the bottom line is the person was trying to contact people who they know likes you guys, you know, trying
hey,
to get in with. I contacted the person, and I told them that they better think twice before they think they're going to get me on their side.
Well, Deborah, I want to tell you and Wacko Bob and Jimmy Z and everybody, accept these friends invitations. It's funny because they think they're getting to us, but all we're doing is just watching what they're doing. And
yeah, that's true.
It. So go ahead and accept it because they're so stupid. They want you to know what they're doing. It's like a criminal who has guilt. They want to get caught. And so when we catch them and expose them, then all of a sudden the profiles disappear. It's funny. So, yes, go ahead and accept them.
Well,
accept them
really
all.
Sad. Hey, it's very sad what they
time.
Did.
Hey, Deborah. Deborah, I have I'm so glad I found this. Since Sunlit Knight determined that it was best for him to shut down the American Truth Warriors webpage, all of the shows we did are no longer in existence. But I do have this short clip. This is a woman named Alicia from Eagles Up when she appeared on our show, and I want to play this real fast. This, in a nutshell, we talked for 20 minutes with Matt Buff on the air when we exposed the fact that these handles were fake and that the entire story about having thousands of troops listening to Blog Talk Radio was a fraud. And let me play this. It speaks for itself.
There was a lot of invective thrown about by the handles in the chat room that were identifying themselves as troops.
Is it reasonable to believe these soldiers could listen to a live stream show for as long as 6 hours at a time?
Absolutely not. There is no way.
We're talking about people who claim to be as many as 400 and 500 and 1,000 troops all at once, streaming an internet show in Afghanistan and listening together over a period of time of up to 6 hours straight.
That's ludicrous.
Right.
They don't have internet to sit there and do that.
So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I knew after the show that was done for Christmas, they had three shows, and then after that, they went over to a fourth show, the supposed troops, and it was a show that gets really, really dirty, and I was thinking, this just doesn't make sense, and that's when I told Jimmy Z, I don't think they're real. But I got to tell you something. I got to say this. There's a gal on the phone with us who she questioned it right from the start, and that's Angie. We got
well,
Angie's got a real good mind on her.
Let me say something.
From the start.
Let me say something to both of you ladies, because when I first heard that there was thoughts from Deborah that these troops stories of so many listening to the show were fake, I scoffed at it and I thought to myself, you know, that's just it's almost like conspiracy thinking. But you know, as Matt Buff and I started to realize when the handles came in and they spent 2 hours just insulting myself and Matt Buff in that chat room, I realized these can't be genuine troops. And
so
then
over on Matt's show that night,
and,
yeah.
Right. And then when
and
Matt
you know,
and
you
I...
You saw it, Deborah.
Yeah.
Matt and I started talking the next day, and we realized. And it was like God himself took our eyes and opened them, because almost immediately it became so clear that there's no way you'd have 100, even 50 troops sitting on their butts listening to a laptop for 2 hours. Just no way.
Angie, how did you get into this? How did you start realizing that this might be a hoax?
Well, I'll tell you, I have a lot of family that has been in military in the past, and I was like, you know, gee, this is kind of weird, because I even have a very good friend of mine who her sister is over in Iraq right now, and she doesn't get to speak with her family very much as it is, because she's busy. She's fighting a war, and I couldn't.
She's winning a war.
Yeah, I couldn't put my head around all of this free time that all of these people had to sit in front of a computer. I just couldn't. It just didn't work for me. And I just thought, you know, there's too many scams going on the internet. There's too many people claiming to be, you know, somebody else. And it just was too much for me. It was just too much. And I was thinking, I myself supporting, you know, what's going on around the country and supporting our troops. I'm thinking, what are you guys doing just sitting there listening to a radio show? I mean, seriously. They don't have time to talk with their family like that. So that was my first initial thought, and I thought, well, if I said anything, people would think I was absolutely ludicrous. And so I just kept my eye on them, and I noticed that they continued to be in shows more and more and more. And I'm thinking, you guys are spending all day on here. How are you doing that? My husband works here, and he doesn't fight the war on, you know, and I know that he works. He can't spend that much time sitting and talking to me, and, you know, it just didn't add up. And it was just too much for me. And then the deaths, the fake deaths and stuff that started happening,
oh,
I thought, you know.
That really got
no.
That really
say,
got
say that again. What was
they
that again?
Where they would say that
they were doing the fake
died.
Deaths, that somebody had died.
They were posting,
you know, please.
Yeah, they were posting in our chat room, Z, about people that had died that they knew. And so we would literally stop the show
and
honor those people. And we would literally pray on the show for those families. Now, you can go to the Department of Defense or other websites and actually see who has died. So they could be real people, and so I'm hoping they were and we did the right thing.
Well,
but
you did
we
anyway
really...
because your heart was in the right place, and God honors that. But, you know,
absolutely.
It is just absolutely horrendous to think,
well, really...
A... That in the first place, that they would pretend that kind of stuff, and then B, in the second place, you'd have all of these the little group of Blog Talk Radio hosts who would play along with that, even knowing now that it was fake, and then try to use their shows to attack those of us who expose the fraud. They should be thanking us.
Well, you know, and I think that's what bothers me more than anything. Right. The thing that right. That's another thought that I have, Debbie, is maybe they are. My thought is this. I mean, I can understand one psycho behind the computer acting like he's 500 troops. I realize there's stupid people in this world out to do stupid things, and they get exposed eventually, right? I get that. What I don't get is all these, quote, supposed Christians and other blog talk radio hosts that jump on board with the idiot. I mean, it's like, oh my goodness. You see a fool, you see that he's being stupid, and he's made a mockery of you and everyone else, but you support him. I mean, is that to me is a lot worse. I can understand.
Well, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this real quick. We did have Martin Boyer from supportourtroops.org on the show that night that we took for the troops. And he played it for a couple of real troops that are stationed at home. So here's the thing. They lost because we still put on a kick-butt show, and it was awesome, and a couple real troops did hear it, and it made their day. So the phonies lost here, and the good guys won because they still got a good show for the real troops that did listen to the show.
The most important thing, too, is Jimmy Z saying that God honors, that God will honor all of that was done. And I think
that's
the most important thing that's been said is God will honor those prayers. God will honor the hearts of those who put the time and energy into it. And you know what? When we were praying for those troops that were fighting. So we did take that time out of our lives to thank them, to give them
to do the right thing.
All the things that they needed. Yeah. So that to me is really the joke's on them because we got done in the kingdom of God what needed to be done.
Let me say real
here's
quick.
All the prayers
I remember,
and all the
things. I remember learning at one point about, you know, giving. And when you talk about giving your tithes and offerings to God's work, and I remember a friend of mine had been really worried because he was giving to a church and found out later that money was being used for all kinds of unscrupulous things at that particular church. And he found a new church home and all of that. But he was worried about all that money. And I said, you know what? You can't. Your responsibility is to give as God has put it on your heart. And you are honored and you receive blessings from God because of what you did from the heart. Once that money leaves your hands, it's on the recipient to do what they're going to do, and it's between them and God at that point. Once you know that somebody's doing something wrong, then it is your responsibility to change what you're doing. And at this point, it is the responsibility of those show hosts, now that they know the truth, and they all know the truth because they've been like a bunch of hornets, they've been going crazy ever since, and it's up to them now what they're going to do with the information that all of those handles that pretended to be the troops were fake.
But look what they've done, Deborah. Look what
the big thing is, you know, where you talk about that show, you talk about the good in it. There's a problem I have with that is the fact that these people who did this with all these phony troops and everything basically mocked our troops, mocked our war efforts, you know, and basically mocked our country by doing that because
exactly.
The hosts that didn't know it, you know, were only looking at it for one thing, numbers,
exactly.
Because it was supposed to be good PR.
Yeah.
Barack Obama makes a
right
great
there.
He makes a great point because what since all this has come out, the truth has come out, some of the shows like ours and others have stopped participating. Even though that these other shows know it's probably a ruse and these handles have all disappeared, they're still going on with it. And not only that, they're making fun of people like us because they think we're not supporting the troops or whatever anymore because of this. They're not only going on with it, they're blasting people who aren't. It's just amazing. And you're right, Wacko Bob, when you said it's for ratings, that's exactly what it's for.
How about we change this into something good? How about we make a radio? How about we do a segment to these people in the troops in Iraq? And how about we send them over in a care box and we let them hear all these shout-outs from people all over the world? How about we do
Matt
something
Buff and
right
I,
about it?
Matt Buff and I are working on a troop show for. We're going to include all of you that are here, and it's going to be the best presentation ever, and we are going to work out a way to see that one of these troops organizations is involved and that we can print the show like we did on the original troop show when we worked with Move America Forward. We printed the show, the MP3s on CDs, and hundreds of CDs were taken over there when I think it was Melanie Morgan who flew over to the Middle East. Yeah, she flew over to the Middle East to visit the troops and took all of those CDs, and they were passed around. As far as I know, they're probably still out there. So we want to do the same kind of thing. We're not even going to presume that the show would be heard live. We're going to make the show available on CDs so that the troops can actually listen to it.
And, Deborah, we want you a part of that, too.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Jam and Peas and Wacko Bob and... You know, and you know what? I would not exclude anyone who wanted to call in and say thank you to the troops, but we are not going to allow this kind of thing to be manipulated, and it's just a shame that personality conflicts have to cause a good idea to get warped like this.
Well, I think
thing.
That
we're
really
sitting in the,
what it all
oh,
came
go ahead,
down
Deb.
To. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob.
go ahead. It's your show, and you've been the silent one.
No. I think that what it came down to is that there's a group of people who I think knew about it all along, or they would never be so quick to continue to accept the people who did it. Because the people who did it, they do have new names now. They're still here. I think BTR should throw them off totally because it's an embarrassment to BTR itself that BTR technically got duped too. It wasn't just your guys' two shows that got duped. BTR on a whole got duped, and I'm shocked that BTR is even letting these people be on with new names. But as far
as... You know
as
what, Deborah? You and I both know because of experiences that you and I have talked about in private that if Blog Talk Radio does not do something to stem the tide of more and more fake handles that are created on fake email addresses, that these people who like to come in and pretend to be other things than they are and like to be 10 and 12 and 25 different people from one computer, they will ruin the community of Blog Talk Radio, and they'll take the fun right out of it. They'll suck the enjoyment right out of it.
Yes, because what I just didn't, what made me think that there that this group, this clique, had to be in on it is, number one, the way that they didn't get upset. They didn't get upset that two troop names had been faking. I mean, these people who supposedly love the troops, who passed rumors around lying about me, saying I didn't.
That's support. Right.
I mean, these people were not upset at all.
Not one of them.
And what was really crazy was the night that that those two troop names were in Matt's chat room in Buffman and Wrench and were going all nutso. There was a woman, and I won't say her name because we all know who I'm talking about. She was in there. She said something very dirty, disgusting. And I said to her, I said, you know, shame on you. You know, you shouldn't talk like that. And it was right after that show, I went in on a guest name into that woman and her husband's show, and they were praying with these exact people who had done this. Who had just been in your? They still had their handle. They still had their names. It was the next day, I guess, they lost their names. But that night when you exposed them and they were in with those troop names in Matt's chat room going nuts and had that woman defending them. Not only was she not upset what they did, but she was defending them and saying dirty things while she was defending them. And then she goes over to hers and her husband's show that's supposedly a religious thing, and they're praying.
Very Christian-based show, yeah.
So I just didn't get it. I just didn't get it. And that upsets me as a Christian. That really upsets me because, you know, it's funny. When I came over here...
That's because it's hypocrisy, and there's nothing uglier than hypocrisy.
And here's
what... Well, Deborah, you know what happened on that show, on that very show? There was a big moment that happened for us, as far as the Buffman and Wrench show goes, when Captain You Know Who called in and started spouting off this garbage about somebody stepping on him and this and that, and I hung up on him and said, I don't have to listen to that crap on my show. We've had more listeners download that show than we've ever had on any other show. And I get emails saying that was so cool what you guys did. The moment you realize they were phonies, you just shut them down and moved on with the show.
That's right.
And, you know, I don't have to, I don't
well, to me, it's
tell you guys, you guys host a show, but gosh.
Well,
dang.
It's also very upsetting because, you know, when I first came over to BTR, when I first started having my shows in June, okay, because I'd had a name for a little bit before then because of Ned's show, Stop the ACLU, okay, I had been on to his show. But when I started having my own shows in June, one of the things that this clique did, really the thing that this clique did that hurt me right away, was when I was in who was supposed to be a Christian man's show, I didn't know that their atheist friend was in there, and I was agreeing with the host of what he was talking about politically, and one of the things that I said in the chat room in agreeing with him was the scripture where God says, if my people who are called according to my name will humble themselves and turn to me and seek my face and pray then and turn from their wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven and will heal their land. And I was putting this in the room, and then somebody asked me, who's that? Who are his people? You know, and I said, well, that'd be the born again believers. And apparently, there was also a Catholic man in the room who got really mad at me for saying born again believers, and I'm like, hey, y'all asked, you know, I'm answering you. You ask if you don't want to know, don't ask. I'm in a Christian chat room. I'm thinking it's just fine to say what the Bible says for our land to be healed. And then the atheist got really mad and started saying, it's because of people like you that I'm not a Christian. It's because people like you that I'm not a Christian. And this clique, the same clique that has hurt you guys, of course, I was new. I didn't know any of these people, and they just started coming at me saying that they've been working on this atheist for so long, hoping that she'll get saved, and I come along in one night and destroy everything because I dare to say that it's God's people, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, this is the clique who chastised the heck out of me for putting scripture in a Christian man's chat room, and look at what they've done. If anyone has hurt the name Christianity, it's these people who will go in one room and talk dirty, vulgar, okay? And
you saw it.
Yes, and be in with liars. I mean, the people who had those troop handles, they're just bold-faced liars. And it's not a case of oops, I got nervous and told a lie. It's a case of, oh, my gosh, I carried on this lie for 2 years. They carried on that lie, not
it's
I, but they.
It's a fraud. It's absolutely, it's worse than a lie.
They
it's
carried it
fraud.
On for 2 years. Yep. I'm like, because that troop show, you had two troop shows.
We had three. The first one was in the late fall or early winter of 2007. But I can't tell you when those handles were created.
I mean, this is a continual. This is a living in a practice of sin. This is not an oops, I told a lie, oh, I shouldn't have done that. This is a living in sin. This is a lying person. This is a practicing sinning of lies. And this same group that chastised me for putting in scripture saying that I hurt this atheist, what are they doing? What are they doing when they do this? They hurt the name.
It's complete hypocrisy. They did it to
Absolutely.
Christianity. They're doing it to the troops. They're just.
Absolutely.
That's why, I mean, and the shows we're talking about are crap, by the way.
I don't want to make out that I never say a cuss word because I say a cuss word sometimes. I've gotten mad even on the air and called someone a B.I. and said S-H-I-T. I mean, and in private, I've been known to say more. You know, I understand people get upset. And people get mad, and sometimes we slip out in anger and say a cuss word, and sometimes we're joking around with a friend, right, Angie? And we say a cuss word, but you know what? I don't believe that a word itself is, you know what I mean? But when a person talks vulgar, now I've got, and then goes over into another room and prays, I'm thinking.
Five minutes later.
And there's a big difference between slipping out and saying a cuss word and talking vulgar. And I can't even repeat what that woman said in your show. It was that
By vulgar, you mean sexually things, vulgar things.
Part,
yes.
Vulgar.
Right.
Yeah.
It was just profane. And
it's not something you expect to hear out of a lady.
No.
We run a comedy and entertainment show, and we don't talk like that.
Well, it's certainly not something I would expect from a woman who's married to a guy who calls himself pastor.
And I
want
to say one more thing while I'm on here, because I know
point,
that y'all
Jimmy.
Haven't said this, and I know y'all have taken that I believe it was Sunlit who was accused of saying this, and he did not say it, but I'm going to say it. And I am a mother, okay? And I'm going to say it. If I had a...
You're going to bring up the K word.
I don't know. What is that?
That's her name.
If I had a son. Oh, okay, yeah. Give me a second to get that. If I had a son who died in the military, I would never use that death to be able to get away with doing anything and everything. And I certainly would not be on BTR talking dirty to men in chat rooms and over the phone and hoping that young men as young as Ethan, okay, I would never be trying to get them to phone sex with me right on BTR to the point where the young man who was around the age of Ethan, just to give you all an idea of the age of this young man, okay, to this.
I'm so glad you're saying this. This is great.
This point, and I say this as a mother, okay, and a Christian, but as a mother, I would never do such a thing like that, period, okay? And this young man, who's already a little dirty-mouthed himself, okay, this young man actually told her and another woman that he wouldn't do it live on BTR, but if they wanted to call three-way off BTR. Okay, so even the young man who clearly had no morals, that he was even willing to do it, period, okay, at least he knew don't do it over BTR.
Right.
Okay, and this full-grown woman who claims to have a son who died in the war, you know, that's not a grieving mother. And if that woman really did, well, shame on her that she would use the death of a son, period, no matter where he died, that
yeah,
she
well,
would use
she's
that
also
death
allowed, she's
paid
also
life.
Allowed other people to use the death of her son fighting overseas to use that as a tool to attack other people on BTR, including myself. And
well, I'm
you know what?
Submit.
I'm not
including
lying
Deborah.
About that, but I'm saying that's totally hypocritical.
That's the woman who lied about me. That's the woman who sent out emails saying
she
that
sent me. She sent me an email requesting that you not be on our troop show because you don't support the war. That's that same person. We all know who we're talking about. And you know what's funny? Poor Sunlit was the victim here. He got attacked for saying bad things about her when I dislike this broad even more than he does.
And I think the reason that
y'all
aren't being able to
right.
say it was because you're men. But I am a woman, and I'll say it because I am a woman, and I'm a mother. And I take issue with a woman using a child, a death of a child. But so I'm going to tell you this. I don't believe her. I don't think her child really died. I don't think she really has a son that died. And I'll go that far to say that because the other is worse to believe. I'd rather believe that she is lying about having a son that died at all than to believe that she would actually have had a son that died and be behaving this way and using that death to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather believe...
And the guests that are piling up right now, Deborah, as you said that, the guests in your chat room are piling up. I dare one of them to call the number. Go ahead. Because we know who you are.
You know what? I have to take I have to take responsibility for that because I went over to the place where that accusatory 9-minute rant is posted that was used against me by being sent to my guest on the show today. I went down there and I put a comment and I said, "Boy, oh boy, are you going to want to hear Deborah J. Smith's show today?"
Well,
good call.
I just hope BTR doesn't kick me off because I think we're doing a good job of not using names.
You can't be kicked off for an opinion. You have a straightforward opinion, Deborah, and you can't be kicked off for that.
That woman, okay, that sent the email out about me telling people that I didn't support the troops, the first time I ever saw that woman before the Christmas troop show was just within maybe 2 weeks, and I saw her on that show, the same show where she was trying to get that man to phone sex, okay, and that young man to phone sex, and I heard it, and I absolutely 100% she did it. She was trying to get him to, and then she went into like a message, and he was having a hard time paying attention to the show, and he said it's kind of hard to pay attention to the show when these two women, what they're saying to me in the message, like an instant message thing, like Yahooing. So he, according to him, these women were talking dirty to him in a type thing, okay? So this same woman was on a show, on that show, and this other show on another day talking really, really, really bad about me. I mean, and I don't even, and by name, I mean, they didn't hesitate to say my name. And I believe that
Let's not insult shows by calling these shows. I mean, if you've heard any of this crap, I don't want to call it a show. I want to call it two broads sitting on a couch talking back and forth about brownies and cookies and crap.
These women have been party to full segments of shows trashing Deborah J. M. Smith by name and talking.
Before they did that, though, Deborah, before they did that, they described what they're wearing. what's in their short. I mean, they describe what they're wearing just to set the mood.
Well, I
and then they go on to this crap.
Aviator, because that woman had the nerve to go from trash. You understand? I never had anything to do with this woman. I didn't even know who she was. I just heard her trashing me over on this other show I was in on a guest name. Most shows I have to go in on a guest name because I never know if it's going to be a show that's going to be hostile towards me because there's so many people in this clique. So
excuse me 1 minute.
I'm sorry to interrupt,
but I just want to tell you ladies that I'm wearing silk underwear. And I'm burning a lavender candle.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm just going to talk.
Hey, dude, you can wear whatever you want. You don't have as many troops listening with you like I do. I'm now over 515,000, so piss off with your silk drawls.
Over half a million. You know what? I think that's the biggest number of troops ever at Blog Talk Radio.
It is. World record on your show, Deborah. Good job.
Behave. I'm gonna get me kicked off. I had to report her aviator picture because this woman who can't stand me talks really dirty about me, sends emails out about me, had the nerve to come over to my profile. So there was her aviator picture. Problem was, a day or two before Christmas, her aviator picture became a nude picture, not of her, of some other girl.
Yeah. And thank God.
And I had to try. I know. I had to turn it into BTR. I says, oh my gosh, I have a Christian thing over here. My show's a Christian based show. And I have a naked picture on my profile and by a woman.
Oh boy.
So, you know, I'm just like, this hurts BTR. It hurts BTR.
It does.
And it hurts people. And to think that these are the people who caused me so much grief when I first came over here, these are the people who said that I was hurting Christianity by putting in scripture. These are the people who pulled my ponytail.
Pulled my ponytail. Jimmy Z, we got to use that. Pulled my ponytail.
Yeah, well, let me say that I just heard today, I think it was, there's a talk show host named Dennis Prager, and he does a lot of programs on very thoughtful topics. And once a week, he has an hour called the Happiness Hour. And he said today that when you consider the kinds of people who reach out to hurt others, they are never happy people. We are dealing with people who are very unhappy people, and that's the kind of people who do not just do their own thing and enjoy their own show. They are on a mission to cause hurt to others, and whether they do that through faking being troops overseas or they do it by any number of ways, including sending my guest today a link to so he could listen to a diatribe against me and my former partner. These are people who are unhappy and need to hurt others. That's what they feel is that their only hope at happiness is to go out and hurt someone else, and it makes them smile, and it's pretty
how
sad.
How sad is that? You know, and it's just so sad, and I, oh, golly. And they do reach people. They do get at people, sadly. But it does hurt. It hurts a lot. I mean, we're over here, we're trying so hard to have good shows. We don't want this. We're not, you know, I hope that at this point that we'll all just say, all right, you know, other than handling what they do, because the bottom line is you have to handle what they did to you today, Jimmy. You can't just let that go.
No, I can't. And I'm hoping that, you know, somebody at Blog Talk Radio will help out a little bit because, like I said before, if people are going to act like this on Blog Talk Radio and reach out to other people at Blog Talk Radio through their blogs and such and take on the names of a bunch of different fraudulent handles and go around from show to show causing division, then Blog Talk Radio will be injured by that. And I don't want that. I don't agree with everything Blog Talk Radio does or says, but nobody's going to agree with everything they do or say. I like Blog Talk Radio. I like very much the two people that I've talked to on the phone. I think that they are, whatever their personal philosophy is, they're trying to keep everybody on an even keel. And I support them in that. And I told them in the email, I'll do anything they want me to do as long as they're trying to keep people from injuring others unnecessarily, because it's not productive. It's totally counterproductive.
I mean, what now if we advertise that we have a guest on, now do we have, it's like we have to tell our guests, beware, some jerk might email you and rip
right.
cards. And it's like, wow, shouldn't have to think that other BTR show hosts are going to try and sabotage our shows.
But yet that's exactly what they're doing. They were doing it to you, Deborah, before they were doing it to me. And if I go out and I get, let's say I want to get a local Democrat politician from, the state of California on my show, and I get them on the show, and then the next thing you know, that person gets an email with some kind of derogatory crap that people have made up about me. This is, it's libel and slander, and it will eat Blog Talk Radio from the inside out.
See, I have had stuff like this happen since the start of my activism work getting close to 3 years ago now, because of the Christian ministry I had over on AOL. The people weren't satisfied with getting a supervisor to plant stuff on my AOL account and shut me down. They then had to follow me from place to place to place, that any place I had anything to do with, whether it be a news site, another Christian political site, BTR. I mean, they even came over here to BTR. And what they do is they watch, and they watch for you to have any trouble with somebody, and then they contact that person and they say, let me tell you about her or him, and they join forces. And then they actually harass the place that you're on with emails about you. And this is what they were doing to me. And most definitely, if they see, one of the reasons I don't list friends over here on BTR is because my enemies, people who made themselves my enemies because of my Christianity, okay, will contact people on a friends list and say, oh, why do you like her, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you about her, yada, yada. And the other reason is because there's some people who I can't list as friends, so I don't want to offend anybody, so I just don't list any. But there is the issue that people get contacted, and because you guys got contacted about me. And that's what they do. They try to sabotage any relationship, any working, any friendly, any whatever relationship, they try to sabotage by smearing your name. And that's what's happening to you now, Jimmy.
Yep.
Deborah, can I tell you, and Jimmy, let me know if I should do this. Can I tell you a little story from the Howard Stern movie that's worked well for us? Jimmy, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's a great story. Even though there are people who can't stand Howard Stern, but it's a great story.
Well, I just want to really quickly let people know in the chat room that we've got 3 minutes left, but if it takes a little bit over, we're going to go ahead and continue talking about it. If you guys do listen to the archive, you'd hear the rest of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
and they can call in and listen.
Or you can call in and listen. And
but
also,
you got to call in before the end
of
the show.
I went ahead and posted a show for in an hour to do a Bible study. I'm going to do my favorite Psalm 37, and how it can apply to situations like this, situations in America on a whole, Psalm 37, and that will be in an hour. Go ahead, Matt.
Well, I just want to tell you, Howard Stern's program director came up to him and the general manager and everybody and said, we've got the demographics in. And we've got the stats for you. And he goes, okay, lay them on me. Well, it turns out that 70% of people really said that they do not like your show. And 30% of people said they do. And they go, well, we should cancel this show. And they go, no, you don't want to do that. And here's why. The 30% of people that like the show listen on the average for 1 hour. The 70% of people that don't like your show listen on the average for 2 hours.
I agree.
When you... when you do things like this and when people don't like you, that you have a good show. It's just like being a conservative. When you know you pissed off a liberal, you know you've done something right. When you have a show where people are mad at you, you're doing something right because you have a lot of supporters. And those people that can't stand you, you know what they're going to do, Deborah? They're going to listen to your show, every word of it, because they want to hear you say something. And it's going to be – it's great because who wins in the end? Deborah J. Smith wins.
Well, they definitely – I mean, I have a lot of hits on my shows. A lot of – if they don't come live, they go to the archive. I want – Roar and Truth and Reason, Doug, you're both on the air too. They do.
What's up, fellas?
Hey guys, Roar, Truth, Doug.
Hello.
I want to keep you on the show.
Doug was just saying in the chat room that what he got was accused of being a troll of mine, a DJMS troll, and that.
Oh, he wrote that. I saw that.
Yeah. If they think they can't get you to not like me, then they'll try and turn others against you. And that's, you know, that's the same thing that they're pulling with Jimmy now, is they're going to do the same thing to you, Jimmy. It's going to be, they're going to first try and get people not to like you, and then if somebody does like you, well, then they'll try and turn people against that person.
What's great about Jimmy's show, it's a really good political show. And what's going to happen is when they tell people to not listen to it, well, they're going to see what they're not listening to. And it's going to be funny when they actually find out that they like it. I've seen in Jimmy Z's chat room people that were supposed to be against Jimmy, they actually like him. That's
well,
a great
know,
thing.
You know what happens? It's the same thing that Stern went through, and for totally different reasons, of course. But when somebody says to you, hey, you know what, you get an email and it says, you know, this guy Matt Buff has a show, Buffman and Wrench, and it's just really... it's lousy. He's a bad guy. He says rotten things, and he is not at all cool. Well, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Listen
you're
to
gonna,
it.
You're going to go check it out and see if it's true.
So it's up to us to keep putting on good shows, which we do, and we're just going to, the more hate they spread, the more listeners we're going to get. So I want to encourage them that are listening to this right now, please keep doing that. It's great.
This is one of the best shows I've ever been a part of, and it's not even mine.
Thank you. I'll tell you, it's really funny.
For a dull moment.
You know that that atheist woman, you know, who caused me so much grief? It's so funny because I'll catch her over on other shows ripping me apart and talking away about me. She's one of them. She's one of the two women who told the lie about my daughter, claiming that I chased her around the house until she hid under the bed, pulled her out, and beat it into her. she will tell people, stop giving her attention, stop giving her attention, meaning me. Don't give her attention because she becomes a keyword when you give her attention. Because, you know, for a while, BTR, you could see the most commonly searched keywords. Now on the new format, you can't see any, but on the old format, you could see the keywords. And people would be searching my name, and it's so funny because she thought it had just to do with people over here on Blog Talk. She doesn't know that there's people in other areas on the net who knew that I was getting a show over here that would be searching my name. So she's telling everybody that it has to do with them, that they're the reason that my name became a search keyword. Because it was so funny, you know, because there it was, the only show in the keywords. And then when Blog Talk would find out about it, they'd remove it. You weren't allowed to be a keyword.
Oh, Wacko Bob, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question specifically because you have been a part of Smith's show for a long time. Why, how could somebody dislike this woman? It's not like she's offensive or even aggressive towards people. What is it?
I stick my tongue out a lot at people. That's what it
well,
is.
Well, because it is the same reason why they don't like me. I'm not afraid. I'm sorry. I'm not afraid to speak my mind, you know, and I'm also going to make sure I know what I'm talking about because the one thing I'm going to come right out and do, you know, whether it's my opinion or whether it's the fact, you know, whether it's popular opinion or not, I'm going to come right out and tell you the truth. And Deb does the same thing.
Yeah, they don't like that.
You know, and I got stalkers myself that tried to kill my wrestling show, let alone my variety show. You know, and they hate the fact, you know, that I'm going to come right out, you know, and I'm going to tell you that that not everything you read about or hear about or even in some cases even see, too, happens to be the truth. You know,
it's
everyone
that is
man.
It's unhappy people. It's somebody said that here earlier. It's unhappy. They're unhappy people. They're angry, and they don't like that narrow is the way. And as a matter of fact, I think Ethan is still on with us. The gentleman that was on the phone call with us last night, or early morning, I should say. It was before I went to sleep, so I keep wanting to say last night. Reva, or I'm probably saying his name wrong, but the gentleman with the thick accent, he keeps telling me to be open-minded, you know, to his yes, because he's, you know, into the spiritualism, okay? And then, why can't you be open-minded? And I said, because I'm not open-minded. I'm very narrow-minded. Narrow is the way. And that's what I think ticks them off the most, Matt, is people are not used to someone who even admit to being narrow-minded.
The difference between what you're doing tonight and what they do, they send Jimmy Z's guest emails, and they dog you on blogs and things like that. All we're doing is simply making fun of the whole thing. We're making a big joke out of these people, but we're not sitting there emailing their guests and things like that, because we're not like that. So you should take pride in the fact that you're not at this level. This level is something that we're laughing at. This is a level way beneath your show.
Well, but the problem is it hurts us because like with Jimmy, I mean, you know, the guests that were on his show tonight, no matter what, now they know that they've walked into drama.
Right, and some people don't want any drama, whether or not they're dealing with the good guys or the bad guys. They just don't want a part of the drama.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you guys straight out. I came to Blog Talk Radio mainly with my wrestling show, The Dark Match, only because if you're ever a wrestling fan and you go to a lot of these wrestling networks and everything, there's nothing but drama. I just got to the point where I got sick and tired of it. I sat there and said, I'm not going to deal with these egos. I'm not going to deal with the people who stalk me from in your head. You know, I'm not going to deal with all these lies anymore. And I finally just sat there and said, I'll go to BTR. There are some wrestling radio shows here. You know, I can probably work more with them, you know, and be totally drama-free, which I am. And I just sat there and said, enough's enough. But even I've gotten more into the drama because that same partner I used to work with, where you're talking about calling out the phonies, I finally found out how phony he was, and I let it be known to my listeners and everything with the show. And I even let Blog Talk Radio know about this person, too, and they're actually investigating him, because this was a guy who was making himself out to be older than he really was and supposed to be this person heavy-duty into politics in Kentucky. And I had to call him out. And he was called out on it, too, you know, and I found out he was trying to backstab and everything else, and I found out he's only 17 years old.
Oh, boy.
And I was dealing with this person for 2 years, who's a highly intelligent person, highly intelligent kid, but he's also a compulsive liar, too.
Well, Angie and I, we both know that people will lie online and say that they're somebody that they're not. That's why I don't believe that woman really has a son who died in the war. I don't believe it. She doesn't act like she does, and all she does is she says she does, but she doesn't behave like it. And if she did, well, shame on her. And they don't have a right to expect us to believe it either. They don't have that right. Not when they act like that. No.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
That's the same person that wanted to help program my show, by the way. She said, I will help you program your show. I'm like, yeah, you know what? We're not really hiring for a program director right now, but thank you anyway.
Not really hiring. Oh, boy. You think she's actually making money already?
Wow.
I guess so.
I produce Bible Fact Radio for $0, so, I mean, really, come on now.
Well, there are people.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's a good point. We do this because we like it. Nobody's really getting paid for any of this, and we like doing it. It's fun. So quit, you know, if you want to bash us, call in the show and bash us. Go ahead. We wouldn't mind it. We can take you. Yeah, that's just
we'll
cheap.
We'll take the all on with our hands tied behind our backs. We'll take the all on.
You better stop pulling my ponytail behind my back because
well,
I'm gonna. I'll take you on. It's good.
and then I react like a girl, and then I feel like, oh, why'd I react? You know, because that's what I do. I'll never forget the first show that all the trouble started on. It was on a Friday night. And then that next Wednesday, I was on another person's show, and it was the woman who was talking dirty on your show, Matt, okay? That night.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
She had called into this show and this other political show, and they were talking about how, you know, not going to take it that people are trying to take away our freedom of speech. And the whole issue was that they were trying to shut me up about the Word of God. And that was that woman was on this other man's show, and I called in and I said, I think that we need to do something about the Christians who are trying to silence Christians. And well, then the whole thing just blew right out, you know.
Mm.
And it was that night that the first man whose show, the first thing that had happened in with the atheist, okay, that man then had a show where the whole entire hour was ripping me apart. And little did I know, his Monday show had a segment ripping me apart. And a number of the very well-known people over here in that clique were ripping Deborah James Smith apart. And so when I found out about the second show ripping me apart, I did a show, and it was just like that. They'd pulled my ponytail. I got upset. I had a show. And I was like, listen to what he said. And I'm playing little parts, and I'm like, listen to this. And then what was really funny was the man who started all the trouble with me, he goes, I really liked Deborah J. Ann Smith. He goes, but boy, he goes, she talks so nice. Oh, I'm Deborah J. Ann Smith of Informing Christians. But boy, she gets mad, and you should hear her. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, you pull my ponytail, you're going to hear me mad. So I'm shocked that they do what they do, and then they act all shocked when I react. And it's like, duh. Did I make any sense there?
Yeah,
it did. It just, you just described a liberal to the T. You just described a liberal.
Look, there is one thing. There is one thing that will always cause scoundrels to go berserk, and that is the truth. And if you're talking about spiritual scoundrels, one thing that will drive them nuts is spiritual truth. If you're going to talk about political scoundrels, then the one thing that will upset them is political truth. And I knew that night that Sunlit and myself and Matt and a couple others got on the show together with that woman from Eagles Up, that when we had that conversation and we stated, here's the truth, we have proof, we have website, military news websites with information about how the internet is handled overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan. We also have a woman from Eagles Up who's going to tell you exactly what the deal is. And I got on the phone right after the show. I was so excited because we had actually done an investigation and found out what the facts were. And I told John, or I told Sunlit, get ready because we just threw a rock at the hornet's nest. And I'm repeating myself because when you throw the truth at people who are engaging in lies, they're not going to wake up the next morning and say, oh, you know what, on my next show, I'm going to apologize because I got out of control. None of these people will ever apologize for this.
No.
None of them will ever admit to themselves or anyone else that they were completely had, and I do believe that at least some of them were in on it from the very beginning. They knew Captain What's-His-Name was part of the deal. They knew that the troops' handles were fake, and they were in on it, and they thought it was fun, and they could say that my show is being listened to. Let me tell you what. I enjoy having two or three people listening to me. I think it's kind of a miracle that I can sit on the radio for an hour or 2 hours and have half a dozen people listen. If I get 20, I'm on cloud nine. But for those people, they had to have 300 troops, and then they had to have 600 troops, and then they had to have, I remember one woman in particular saying, oh, wow, we had 3,000 troops, and some of them were troops from Canada. And I'm like, are you hearing yourself? It's absolutely ridiculous. So the point is, the truth will always make scoundrels very angry, and that's just the way it is. We have to be ready for the blowback when we throw a rock at a hornet's nest.
Well, that doesn't match my half a million tonight. So, anybody else claiming to have a bunch of troops show? No, this is it. Deborah J. M. Smith has over half a million. So, forget about it.
Matt,
it's over.
Can your troops spell?
Yeah, they actually can too, and that's the difference between the ones that we had in our show. So, not only do we have troops, they actually can read. So it's amazing.
Read and write
the
and compose compose sentences and use proper grammar.
Yeah, it's just amazing. So we just blew the little 300. Don't give me 300 to this.
So
no
maybe,
way.
Maybe what we should do is just make a little disclaimer when we invite someone to be on our shows to just, you know, let them know that there are some blog talk weirdos out there who find out that you're having a guest and send out stupid emails and say these were also people who were behind faking being troops. And, you know,
we could say this one guy thought he has a troop of like 500. He just himself. He saw himself as like 500 people.
I don't think that's a good idea. And here's
about,
why: if you do that, then they've won a partial battle because. I don't have any desire to do any action based on what somebody might do.
Here you go, guys.
I'm still holding out hope that they would find new people who are more annoying than me and kind of take their attention over there.
Well, I have been the object of people's obsession for years now online, and they don't stop.
Yeah,
they
when you're outspoken, they will always find you.
But you would
look how easy it is to hide behind your computer and pretend you're something else. That's all it is. People just love doing that because it takes no effort.
Oh yes, that show that turned out not to be a good situation for me when I stopped going to this one show that this man had deemed me as co-host without asking me ahead of time, but I thought I was helping out a minister, and he turned out not to even be ministering currently, okay? But anyway, the minute the problems hit between us, out from the woodwork came all the troublemaker, and they started posting on his profile, oh, well, let me tell you about that Deborah J. M. Smith, and they did. They just started posting all this stuff. But again, on these names that do not say who they are cowards. They're absolute cowards. I mean, we're out there. People know our real names. I mean, you know, and yet here are these cowards hiding behind their computer with their secret little names. And you know how stupid they are.
Sunlit Knight told an amazing story on one of our last shows, and it's a shame that it's not around anymore. But, Matt, you'll remember some of this. Sunlit Knight went into detail about how Captain What's-His-Name got involved in the America Rising Project and very nearly totally ruined it. And at one point, he was actually a supporter of the idea that America Rising, which was a pro-troops rally on a single day throughout the country, should be pro-troops and anti-mission. Matt, maybe you can elaborate just a bit.
I can. For those of you that don't know, he helped throw the largest Support the Troops rally in history. It almost cost me my marriage because I spent so much time on it. And we ended up doing 26 states at the same time, at the same day, a Support the Troops rally. All you got to do is Google Operation America Rising. You'll see all kinds of stuff, videos and everything from this event. Mike Huckabee played at our Connecticut event, or at our New Hampshire event. And yes, I can verify that not only financially speaking, the whole operation was at risk because of this individual. And it came to be a problem. I ended up raising enough money to pay for all this stuff. But my goodness, it was close. I mean, when you're talking about rallies, you're talking about tables and bands and rentals and things like that. And it just became a nightmare scenario. We came out of there clean as a whistle, too. The books were all correct. The taxes were correct. Everything was fine. But some morons really tried to disturb this whole event. And, yes, Captain Dipnut is one of them.
So it was it almost affected you for something offline? Is that the event? That's what I'm understanding?
Well, when I say not only financially, but my wife and kids were threatened. My home life was disrupted.
Oh my God. It was
just a nightmare just to put on a Support the Troops rally.
Oh, my golly. Well, here's something to keep in mind. And for anybody who's listening to this in archive, wanting to know what the rest of what we're saying, keep this in mind, folks. Your BTR accounts can be subpoenaed, and we can find out who you are if you do cause us problems like what Matt just described. If somebody participates in illegal activity, and if they slandering, threatening, libel, all that's illegal activity. And all it takes is a lawyer. That's all it takes is a lawyer to subpoena a person's online account.
And my lawyer is an Arab, and he's pissed anyway, so be careful.
I know.
I've told this to Deb before, and I've even told this to Angie. I told this to everybody, and I even said this on the air on Deb's show. I've sat there, and I've said plenty of times that, Deb's given enough respect by not mentioning their names. And she does talk about the sake of slander. Now, here's the big thing. Mm-hmm. It's not slander when it's the truth, and Deb does tell the truth. She gives them enough courtesy not to mention their names.
Yeah, there's a few reasons I don't normally mention names. One, I don't want to be like they are. I don't want to just do it for the sake of doing it. And two, I don't want to give them advertisement. And three, I don't want to get kicked off of BTR.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
When I'm talking about the captain whoever on America Rising, I could be talking about anybody. So you can't say anything about what we're saying because, A, I'm telling the truth, and, B, I'm not mentioning any names. So you can't do anything.
But the people who slander us, the people who trash us, like the people who started that stupid story claiming I beat my daughter when she was a teenager, that's libel. I mean, technically, if I had wanted to, I could have gotten a lawyer and said, listen, here, listen to the audio of this. I could have asked my lawyer to subpoena the person's account, if for no other reason, to scare the crud out of them. At
mm-hmm.
least then I believe I have a right to know who a person is who's slandering me. I believe I have that right. And if somebody threatens me, I've been threatened online, okay? I believe I have a right to know who it is. And if I wanted to, I could have my lawyer simply subpoena their account. A lawyer would be within his rights if he saw proof and heard proof,
mm-hmm.
like this audio now, of somebody slandering another person. A lawyer could legally subpoena the account if for no other reason to just know who it is. Because especially when threats, like you said, your family was threatened, Matt, you could have a lawyer subpoena that person's account at least to know who the person is, if for no other reason for protection.
There's no feeling to describe the feeling that you get. There's no way to describe it when you have a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old and somebody directly threatens them. I simply say, give me your address, because I will do... I will go Pulp Fiction on your ass.
Well, the thing is you want to have... Well, this is what I tell people. One thing I tell people when they start to threaten me, I say, okay, well, that's pretty stupid of you, because I now will put your name on a list, because if anything ever happens to me, they're going to be who the police go knock on the doors.
Right.
They're going to be, because... And I do, as an activist, I keep a list of people who have crossed the line. Over on AOL, they found out where I lived, posted it online. They found out where my oldest daughter was going to college, posted it online. That's stalking.
Yeah.
And so I keep track.
Sunlit Knight had his daughter's phone number and where she was going to school posted online.
See? Now that's stalking. And so
So what you end up telling the person is, at the very least, you tell the person, listen, if you keep this up, I'll have my lawyer subpoena your account, and your hiding will no longer be, because then we'll know who you are.
Let me say one other thing. If I own, let's say I own a website, a fictitious website called politicalchat.com, and I have three or four chat rooms in there that are conservative, liberal, and a couple of rooms where people battle it out from both sides. And people type in all kinds of things, and they get ticked off at each other, and they start stalking each other. If I don't engage rules that protect people as best I can from being stalked and have their personal information posted at my website, I'm responsible too.
Yes. Yes.
What we're saying is, if you want to go after us and post little things about our shows or us, you better watch yourself, because we are keeping track. We've done this from the beginning. That's exactly why all the handles got canceled right away, because we actually do our research. We want to know who is behind it. So you better be careful. You can say the Buffman and Wrench Show sucks and dissuade people from listening to it, but you better stop soon after that, because I'm smart enough to find out who you are.
Legally, and have a lawyer do it the legal way. He's not.
It's not always legal. It's not always going to be legal. I'll warn you now. It's not always going to be legal.
But here's the thing.
What I do to you is not always going to be legal.
I'm really glad to point out here that Matt Buff speaks for himself.
Yes, I speak for myself. When I catch you, you're going to wish the police... Just forget it.
Threatening a 1-year-old and a 5-year-old, what do they expect? Of course they're going to tick the father off. You're going to threaten a 1-year-old...
Just a little bit.
They're going to tick...
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have seen me when they were... Basically, that was a threat with my daughter, because there's only one reason to post where a girl goes to college. There's only one reason that an enemy would post that. That's a threat. It's like, we know where she is.
That's right. They're trying to intimidate you from speaking your mind on the internet.
Yes, and now this is another thing I want to say here. Is a lot of people will say, well, just get off the internet. And it's like, hello, that's what harassment is.
Right.
When they harass you to the point where you don't go into a public place, that's what harassment is.
And yet,
here these people will say to comply, basically, with your harassers. Get off the internet. This is America.
That's right.
We're not supposed to have to go hide in our houses because someone threatens our life. What are they thinking?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Right.
But
hey,
Obama,
Deborah,
hasn't been sworn in yet.
Deborah, you've only got a few minutes left, so I'm going to take just a moment to say thank you very much for taking this topic on your show. And I really appreciate you letting me speak my mind, and thank you very much.
Well, I think it was a topic that needed to be talked about, and I just hope that we're able to move on with minimal of letting these creeps disrupt us.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to stop my show, and I'm not going to stop having guests. And you know what? If they get to people, if they get to certain people who are from another Blog Talk Radio show that won't come on my show because of that, then I'll get together with somebody else who's got the stones to do it. I can only be associated by people who are strong enough to think for themselves and listen to my show and judge for themselves. Everything else is not right.
Well, and in a way, I mean, if you think about it, I think one of the reasons that God allows the wicked to be on this earth, allows Satan to roam this earth and his flunky demons, okay, is to weed out the bad people. So in a way, these wicked people who are trying to hurt our shows, okay, these wicked people in a way weed out the bad people for us, because let's face it, it's only going to be strong people who can stand up against. So in a way, they're weeding themselves out for us, and what do we have left? We have the strong people left.
Hey, Deborah, can you unmute Hank? Because this guy is just wants to sing happy birthday to somebody.
I'm not seeing anybody else on my... anybody on my keyboard is open.
Anybody, I show 8 people on my switchboard, and all the mics are open, so unless...
Hank, are you there?
Who is Hank?
All right.
Hank, Roar Club?
Roar Club.
Yeah,
Roar Club. You're open. Your mic is open.
You don't want to hear me sing happy birthday.
There he is. Speak up a little.
Yeah, you're all funny in the chat room, brother.
Whose birthday is that? Who is it? Jimmy's birthday? I can't hear you very well, Hank.
Yeah, it's Jimmy. Jimmy had his birthday a couple days ago.
Why do you drink? Do you get that song sang to you
to
a lot?
Get drunk!
Jimmy Z, is it your birthday?
It was my birthday. I'm sorry. It was my birthday on the 6th.
Well, happy late belated birthday. Are you 51?
Yes.
Well,
I think he sounds excited about that.
I know, he sounds real excited. I think he's
it's like I told a friend of mine, it's full speed ahead now.
Why don't you girls sing him happy birthday? And Hank, I want you to sing too.
You're not too busy.
We should have Maddie. Debbie really can sing.
No, I don't sing happy birthday that well, though. We got Maddie.
If I sing happy birthday, it'll be in Marilyn Monroe style. So
I'll tell you what,
here,
don't want me to do it.
Let me hear that. I got somebody here that'll sing it. Let me go find this person.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Let's have a real
Maddie.
Honey,
go find that singer.
I'm being embarrassed.
Where are you, honey?
I wish I could command somebody to sing like that. That's cool.
I want y'all to sing happy birthday on the count of three. Ready?
Kids. Oh,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday,
happy birthday
to
Jimmy
you.
Z.
Happy birthday to
Jimmy. To you.
Happy birthday to you.
Now go to bed. Go to bed. It's late.
That's the best birthday song I've ever heard. Wow, is that good.
They're waiting up for Daddy.
Hey,
they're bouncing off.
You got Hank to thank for all that, Jimmy.
That's
Roar Club saved. You got him to thank for all that.
I loved every second of that. That's very, very cool.
That was impressive.